Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on grief, using sound to work with grief. The intention is that we may all deal with grief in exactly the perfect way. We just had a whole class in our degree program on this, and so got a lot of different ideas about it. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our certificate program at the Institute. We have probably one spot left open if you wanted to jump in here in Sausalito. And we also have the online certificate program going, and that starts February 11th or 18th. And it's about every 2 weeks you can jump in. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically, as far as different pains and diseases and different issues in the body. Mentally, as far as brainwave entrainment and being able to get stable, consistent vibrations into your brain and your thoughts. And emotionally, as far as releasing stuck emotions and negative beliefs with sound, and also spiritually, as far as running more gratitude, compassion, love, joy, the frequency of your soul, the frequency of source. Right? And we go through all the different frequencies, combinations of frequencies, which are different sounds and instruments and syllables, and all the musical intervals, which are relationships of anything to anything, and musical flow, rhythm, how rhythm and melody work as well, and then also, of course, intention and just energy work. Right? It's all about learning how to heal yourself and heal others as a practice, or do sound baths. So we're a vocational school, so we help with placement, but it's also about understanding the universe based on vibration, how it all works, because vibration is the most basic aspect of anything in the universe. So when you understand the laws of resonance, the laws of physics as to how it all works, then you're given the key to the universe. Also, it's about how to go to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over, because so that becomes the norm in your body, your emotions, and your mind, and even spiritually. Spirit, I think of spiritually, it's peace, right? It's like anything related to spirituality is peace. Like compassion is peace. Gratitude, it gives you peace. Love gives you peace. Joy gives you peace. Your soul gives you peace. And source, where you're one with the universe, gives you peace, right? So we work at all levels. We have about 14 different instructors. You get a wide perspective as well. And we've been doing it for almost 20 years now. It's really transformative. So you can find out more information at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have individual classes. You don't have to take the whole program. We also have our summer intensive coming up in June. We're going to do half of the program at the Institute and the other half online, like we're doing now here at the Institute. And we're limited to 10 people. You have to wear masks, right? And so it's safe. We call in higher beings to protect us, right? And so that's, I think it's around June 8th that starts. It's like 10 days in June. And you could actually start the online part right now. We're still considering whether we're going to do our Mount Shasta retreat this summer in Stuart Springs. Kind of on the fence about it. So stay tuned for that. See, we are looking at possibly doing a conference on the brain, sound for the brain, with a lot of scientists that are working on brainwave entrainment and such. So that might be coming up. No other events right now that I can think of. We also have our therapy center where we're finding your home note online. We play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful. And then we also have our voice analysis where we record your voice into the computer and analyze it to find what frequencies are missing corresponding to all different types of physical and emotional issues. We also have the store, which is all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos. I've got 100 CDs, including CDs for guided meditations, CDs, and also CDs for surgery, pre-op, post-op, and during surgery even. I don't talk about those very often. And then we've also got all of the Sima CDs, which are the frequency CDs. You don't listen to them. You play them on the body. And then we also have a actual bass pod that is a little subwoofer that you play on the body with these frequencies, and that's really effective. And the bass belt, which you strap on your especially great, easy to, nice to strap on your lower back, and then any pain will be gone. The bass pod and the belt are incredible for pain. They're also good for nerves, tendons, ligaments, muscles. We have frequencies for the respiratory, circulatory system, for the brain. Oh my God, it's really really effective. They came from Peter Guy Manners, who did some serious research to actually find these frequencies. We also have tons of music that will get you blissed out, right? And then we have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and the book on audio recording, which is a separate program we have, which is called The Art of Mixing and the Art of Producing Books. We also have a recording program that just started. You could jump into that online, and that's completely separate from sound healing. That's how to actually do audio recording with digital audio workstations like Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Ableton, or any digital audio workstation. And it's really, really effective. We go really deep on recording, mixing, and producing, and working with MIDI. And then in the store, we have about 300 other products. We have our sound lounges, sound tables as well, and light technologies. I mean, I've got a whole range of tuning forks as well. So you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, and you can click on either the school link, the store link, the therapy link, or the Research Foundation. In the Research Foundation, we're now doing the Medical Sound Association, and we have that meeting coming up. I think it's March 7th or so, and we're looking to find every frequency, combination of frequencies, musical interval relationships, and musical flows to heal every disease in the body. We're really now looking specifically at the musical flow within each of the 11 systems. I've got getting some really good downloads on how to do that. We're also looking, we also have the Sound Education Association for the kids at soundeducationcenter.com. You can find 500 sound healing exercises for kids from 3 months to 18 years that were really well put together based on all of the books and research on brain development for kids at soundeducationcenter.com. So again, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. So those are the things happening around here. Let me share my screen and let's talk about grief. I have a cool quote here from one of my students who did their paper on grief. It says, grief is not a disorder, a disease, or a sign of weakness. It is an emotional, physical, and spiritual necessity, the price you pay for love. The only cure for grief is to grieve. Earl Grolman. I think there's some other things you can do besides grieving, but let's first talk about what causes grief. Right. There's, you know, any type of loss. I mean, family, pets, friends, of course. People just lose things, though. I mean, some people lose it when they lose their car, right? Or lose their keys, right? There's grief over regret of choices you made. Judgment can cause grief and trigger existing grief into an episodic experience. Can be self-judgment. Ancestral grief is an interesting one. Loss of a job, general sense of something being pulled from you or something that is unattainable. Trauma and abuse can cause grief. Grief can come from anxiety when you judge or shame yourself for feeling anxious. A relationships, loss of relationships, a big one, of course. And then also there's another one that is really major that one of the students brought up in the last class, and that is loss of ability. When you lose something and you're disabled, loss of a limb, loss of mental capacity, right? Loss of anything that you had physically, mentally, emotionally, and now it's gone, which is really, I mean, we're all going to go through, right? Just about, unless we die young, right? We all go through a loss of some type of capacity as we get older and as we die, prepare to die. You know, not everybody, but, you know, and that can cause grief. But when it happens at a younger age, where you're actually now dealing with this disability that you had, the ability you had before that's now gone, it's like that grief, that disability is in your face every day. And that's intense. Seems like to me it's way more intense than if you just lose someone, although it's hard to say this, one's better than the other, right? I mean, because when you lose someone, they're just gone, right? And you can go on with your life. But when you have every day, you can't do something that you could do before. That's really a tricky one, really tricky one to be able to overcome that and be able to move forward, right? So that's kind of the extreme case, right? Now, when I talk about grief, I mean, there's different levels or different stages of grief that different psychotherapists have come up with. But I see when it comes to the type of treatment you're going to do for grief, it seems like there's two main stages. The first stage is, let me just pull up a graphic while we're hanging out here. The first stage is to grieve. There's a lot of people that don't grieve at all. They don't feel anything, right? So, oh, your mom died. Well, I've got to go to work. You know, I've got a big deal tomorrow. I'll be fired if I miss work. Or, you know, someone goes into distraction, right? They go drinking or just do anything to distract from the grief. And they never feel the grief, right? At that stage, the whole deal is to get people back in their body, in their emotions, and actually feel the grief. I've actually done treatments where people have told me about their grief, and I could see they're not feeling it. This one guy, he said, I'm afraid if I start crying, I'll cry for years. And so actually grieved for him and got really sad and was like tearing up and did sound while in that state to bring him into the grief. And finally he started crying. And now he was feeling again. That's really important, because a lot of times people just shut down their emotional body. When you shut down your emotional body in any way, it's shut down in every way, right? So that's the first stage, is somebody's not feeling at all. The second stage is people are feeling it and it goes on and on. This is called complicated grief in psychotherapy realm, realms. It's like I had this student and she said her husband died, and she cries every day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. And I said, well, how long ago did he die? And she goes, 2 years ago. And I'm like, holy moly, you have grieving down. You are a professional griever, right? You are feeling completely every day. You are really feeling. Now it's time to go to gratitude. I've come to believe that gratitude is the best antidote to grief. Thank you for that bright spot on the timeline of my life. Thank you for all of that love. Thank you for that time we had together. And thank you, and gratitude is good for your body. But grief is not bad if you don't do it for too long, right? I should qualify this. Grief will commonly pop up over time in waves, right? So it's fine, you know, if grief comes up and all of a sudden 10 years later, you find yourself bawling, right? But when you're sad and grieving all the time and it's hurting you physically, it's hurting your career, it's hurting your relationships, and especially hurting yourself, then that's the time when it's not good. When it doesn't feel good, right? And over a long period of time. I found for myself a period of a week or two is really important to grieve and set that time aside to really just say, okay, I am going to be sad, right? I'm not going to cheer myself up. I'm not going to do stuff to cheer my up. In fact, I normally, actually, when my kitty died, I spent about 4 or 5 days. And I just was in the grief. And it felt good because I wasn't resisting it. I was totally just sad, right? And sadness is not bad for you, right? It's not like a grating vibration. Sadness can be sweet. So I just hung out in the sadness and just was so grateful for my kitty. You know, it was just a wonderful kitty. Her name was Joy, right? So it's not bad, right, to do it for a period of time. A lot of people say that it's common for grief to last for a year. Basic grief, I mean, it can continue occasionally for another 5 years and then pop up. You never know after that, though. I mean, but I found that if you're in it and it's hurting you, that's the time to take action and shift it to gratitude. Okay? If it's just a wave coming over you, let it be. Right? But if you're going through the whole day, blah, 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 right? Crying the whole day long. I mean, good. Switch it to gratitude. Gratitude's the antidote. I have a really cool story. There's another way to work with grief besides gratitude, and that is that it's okay. It's just life, right? It's the wheel of life. When somebody dies, it's just the wheel of life. It's the most natural thing there is, and they're just going into the light anyway, right? It's really all perfect, right? There was a class I was in college, and the teacher said, pair up and tell each other something really deep about yourself. And I got paired with this woman, and she said, yesterday I was at the beach by Santa Cruz, I was swimming with my friend out in the ocean, and the waves carried her into the rocks, and she was killed. I'm like, holy moly, what are you doing here? And she said, it was really weird. Immediately, it felt like it was okay. And she said the paramedics came, there was a big crowd trying to resuscitate her, but she was gone. And there was a guy up on the hill who had been playing guitar, and she walked up and he says, what's going on down there? And she said, my friend just died. And this guy played a song on the guitar that completely made it okay. I'm like, whoa, I don't know what to tell you after that about myself, right? So I go home that night and I'm telling my roommates this story. I had this one roommate, Andrew, who is just a light being. He's really also a really good guitar player. And I'm telling this story and Andrew goes, yeah, I've never played a song like that in my life. It was Andrew, my roommate, who played this song for this woman that I'd never met until the class that day. That was over 30 years ago. A couple of years ago, Andrew was in Kauai, in Hawaii, and he was riding a bicycle and he got hit by a car and was killed. And my first thought was, it's okay. It's okay. I just talked to my friend yesterday, and a few years ago, his wife died. And 2 months ago, his best friend, his assistant that runs his whole business, died. And I said to him, how are you doing with the grief? And he said, oh, I'm fine. And it was interesting because I could tell he was fine. He wasn't stuffing it. He wasn't not feeling. He had just gone to a cool place. It's okay, right? My friend Bev, who has the crystal room in Mount Shasta, we were talking about it, and she and her husband died a few years ago, and I said, how are you doing with it? And she said, it doesn't matter. It's like I'm still in contact with him. She said, when you just can go to a higher consciousness and just be in contact with their soul, with their spirit, they're not gone. The truth is they're not gone. So there's nothing to grieve. I'm like, oh, cool. Right? Cool. So there's many ways to put it in perspective, right? So you're not hurting yourself. I have a song that I created called Grief, and it's actually got quantum energy codes in it from a company called NutriEnergetics, where they gave me all these different numbers that correspond to different notes, And I figured out the key of the song and the chord progression based on which numbers they gave me that had different notes that I could use. And so there's a quantum field for releasing and overcoming grief within this song. I call the song Good Grief, right? So let me play it for you. And if you have anything to transform, because this is about transforming grief, this song, then you can use this to do it, okay? Okay, enjoy.
Thank you.
There are so many people grieving right now. So many more people are dying, right? Or just suffering around the planet. I mean, if you're really present with what's going on the planet, it's hard not to go into grief. I mean, even before COVID, right? I mean, it's not just a mess. It's just a mess, right? So I had this psychotherapist years ago. He said, you know, it all comes down to grief. It all comes down to grief. It's really all about loss. So when you become unattached and you connect to energies that are eternal, like source, spirit, and your soul, then there's no more grief, right? It's really, really cool. Now, there's different ways that people in different cultures do grief. I mean, some cultures grieve for months or even a year. I mean, I know if there's grieving groups that go around, and I think it's in Ireland, where they actually go and wail and cry for people that have lost someone, right? And then in Hawaii, there's haka, which is really a trip. One of the students played this video of these guys at a funeral or a wake that had just lost their friend. Let me play it for you. Oh, did I lose it? Let's see. Oh, I had it pulled up. Let's see. Oh, maybe it's here. Nope. Okay, let me find it. I can find it under history. Here we go. This is it. Okay.
There's a terrible curse that plagues.
Okay, let me fast go past this.
Guitar players.
No sound. Let me fast forward a
Guitar
little.
playing limbo.
Okay, cool. Check this out. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. Okay, check this out. By the way, if you're not watching the video, if you're just doing audio, there's these group of people at the wake, and these guys are doing these really intense, almost like martial arts movements, intensely. And the main guy in the middle is like in tears while doing this. Right? Check this out.
Go! 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 Go!
Wow, huh? Oh my God, that's intense. The inhuman is so interesting, right? There's many things that you can do for grief with sound. This student came up with some interesting ones because he had just been grieving his close person. And he said music can help. One aspect of healing is music's to stir our feelings and get our feelings and emotions going, right? So he says the first part of his prescription is to create a loop of a song he wrote for his sister who died, and then just play it to bring up the feelings of grief, sadness, and love. And then he says, I sing the lyrics with the intention of not only feeling all that I can, for that is one key to healing. Feeling all that you can, right? The second part is he says he plays the music, and then he begins by imagining a ladder descending from your brain to your heart and stepping down each rung with each breath until you can step into your heart center. On the next inhalation, you inhale through your heart center and imagine you're dragging all of your grief, anger, and loss in with the breath. Drag all of this old junk up to the crown, top of your head, chanting out loud, Sat. And then once you reach the end of your inhale at the crown of your head, exhale through your crown and imagine all that old stuff releasing out the top of your head. As you exhale, chant out, Yam. Imagining the sound carrying away all your grief and emotions, right? Imagine huge wings opening up the sound yam and taking flight with all the things no longer needed. Inhale, release, repeat. Right? It connects the head and heart, right? The last part he says is what he did is he played a recording of Perfect Day, right? It's a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you on such a perfect day. Just keep me hanging on, right? And he, ended on a high note with it. But his main point here is that grief is only because we love, right? It's only because we love. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And then you just celebrate the love, right? Because love lives on eternally. That's good. I didn't like that. He got an A+ on that paper. Right. Okay. So there's another woman. Oh my God. This is the woman I was talking about that said that her husband died and she cries every day and often 3 or 4 times a day. So she did her final paper in the classes on grief. And this is what she is saying. She said on the internet, there's not much on grief for sound, but she found some Qigong release techniques using the sh sound. As you exhale, feel your lungs and chest releasing the sadness and grief from your whole body out through your mouth. Again, keeping your mind focused on your lungs throughout the exercise. Someone else said to actually look up, there are sounds for Qigong for the lungs because the lungs are associated with grief. She said the other thing is keening or wailing. Which is somewhat similar to what we just saw, but I mean, just wailing. One good thing people can do is, if they have a hard time wailing, is do the sound of a wolf howl. Right? And she said that in order to do it properly, one must let go of all dignity, pride, ego, and allow the intensity of the feeling to ride on the sound until there is no more breath in your body. For me, she says, in the silence that followed each keening session, this is called keening or wailing, I found a huge amount of peace and relaxation. The hardest part of keening is allowing oneself to actually do it. She said, I felt weak and embarrassed at first, and then she finally just got into it and started wailing big time. That's cool to really feel it in case you're not feeling anything. She said music can be helpful. Ecstatic dance can be helpful. Movement's always known to be helpful. So she says grieving could be helpful for anything from singing, humming, keening, chanting, dancing, joining a drumming circle, just moving energy. She would focus compassion while working with chakras directly into the solar plexus and heart center, because that's where she felt the grief the most. And that's, so she would just apply the compassion there. She said acute grief lasts a year, residual grief 2 to 4 years, unresolved grief can last a lifetime. Although I think if you get good at transferring it to gratitude, it can be as very quick. Or again, if you're able to go to, it's okay, it's all perfect, then it can transpire quickly, right? Very quickly. I don't know if I could do okay if someone close died, right? Immediately. I could, you know, maybe in a week or two, but, you know, for me, I think a week or two is like, I'm gonna be grieving, right? Just let me be. Don't try and cheer me up. Just let me be, right? And it's perfect. I remember when my kitty died, I was just totally grieving, and I didn't fight it. It actually just felt very grounded. I remember going to the store and thinking, everybody's running around with their heads cut off, and I was so grounded in my body and in my feelings. It just felt perfect, right? So it's really, really, really cool. But again, gratitude is, I mean, it's one of the best, right? Actually, look at a couple others before we go to the gratitude again. Okay, so there's, you know, sounds are shut down, use voice and movement, do opening to four chakras, playing music goes between different emotions to see if anyone can pull them to feel something. And imagine if you're just happy and this is over, make the sound of it, of the transformation. Compare now and what you feel like, and pretend what it would be when your grief is done. This is also transformation. So you can use intense sounds like to break up stuck energy. Drumming with wailing, screaming pillow, someone said, groaning and grunting. The transformation, what's your favorite music and talk about it. Use previous memory to access a happy time. Just sound, doing any music and playing music, right? Make a gratitude list, right? You can move through the stages of grief with sound and song. Someone said in a session, just love them and wrap them up with love. Just wrap them up with love. You can also, this is my favorite, send love to your own heart, right? When you feel you've lost love, send love to your own heart, because you've got all the love in the world. If you can go into a place of universal love, right, then you're completely filled. There's no, you don't need to grieve at all because you're filled with love, right? But a lot of people can't access universal love. So just sending love to your own heart. That's my favorite right there. Okay. A meditation to receive a message from your higher self. And then you can do a ceremony to let go of the grief, just like that video we watched, just kind of like a ceremony, right? Could write your feelings down and burn them. And then create a memory of letting it go so you can refer back to it. Maybe even have a little crystal or little statue you put on your altar or set in the room, right? Or you can send it off with sound. You can also spend a lot of time with the sound of what it's like to be gone, right? Right? What it's like to be gone. What would it be like if you weren't feeling this complicated grief, this grief that's hurting you, right? What would that sound like? Right? That's cool. Okay. So I want to play a song which is just toning, where we have like a whole group of people toning gratitude, right? And tune in to this energy of gratitude. And if you have any grief that you haven't let go of, bring up that energy of gratitude for how blessed you are to have had that person in your life. How blessed you are to feel. How blessed you are to have had something you treasured so much that it actually hurts when you lose it, right? So, and then if you like, tone along with this group of people doing the sound of gratitude, right? Okay, enjoy. I'm gonna actually start it a little later, 59. Yeah, so we don't run out of time. Okay, cool, here we go. Go ahead and tone them on if you like. There's never loss. From the highest perspective, there's never loss. It's all perfect. We are eternal. It is all eternal, all that matters. Universal love, spirit, source, it all goes on forever. Right? It's all perfect. So hold this energy of gratitude. It's okay. It's perfect. What's going on the whole planet? It's just perfect. It's okay. Hold that energy. At least for another hour or two. Do the whole weekend. Hold it for the rest of the week. No use fooling around. Do it for the whole month, the whole year, for lifetimes. Thanks for listening. Take care.